sign says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
Thanks.
I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long.
I welcome, folks.
Catfish from dusk till dawn.
You're tuned into the Trump phenomenon here on Friday. My kids are happy. School's out for the week. And well, let's do our concluding show for this week in our 9 to 10 p.m. edition. That's Monday through Friday here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Shows are always live. The only day we take off is Saturday. Tomorrow, Sunday, we have a two-hour show from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. I'll be soloing tonight with your help. If you want to call in at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Sometimes we get positive calls. Sometimes we get negative calls. Sometimes we get just boring calls. The call that I like the most, of course, is the positive and informative call that fulfills the function of talk radio, Patriot Talk Radio, which is to enlighten, as Michael Rivero says so eloquently in the promotional piece for the Republic Broadcasting Network. The job being done here on John Stadtmiller's network is to educate, to inform, also to motivate, to inspire. So that's what we want to do. What would be the opposite, the antithesis of our goal? Well, that would be to demotivate, to bum you all out. So I try not to do that. And then also give you false information or boring information, useless information. So we want to avoid those. So last night when a caller wanted to, you know, caller wanted to, I don't know how much time he wanted to spend reading Bible verses. Well, that's not the subject of this show. And then when it comes to negative calls, I thought that fellow was being negative, which is the point, not that he was reading Bible verses. Could have been reading Roger's Thesaurus, the same to the same effect. But negative calls, you know what? Audience reaction to the way a talk show host handles negative calls is a lot of fun. It's part of the spice. It's part of the zing of talk radio. So I know you guys love to hear a little bit of some fisticuffs between Kelso and a caller who wants to take shots at me or take shots at Trump, which I regard as shots at me, to tell you the truth. Unfairly, I don't mind a critique. Of course, we make critiques here ourselves. But when you get one of these callers, and you'll see I have a pattern of questioning. When I get a caller who's doing shot after shot at Trump, you'll hear this question from me. Did you vote for Trump in 2016? Now, if somebody didn't vote for Trump in 2016, I really don't want to hear from them. I mean, if somebody did not have the brains to vote for Donald Trump on November 8th of 2016, I don't think they have enough brains to participate in this show usefully. Then the next question I might ask somebody they say, I did vote for him. Some will even say, well, I contributed money. Okay. And I say, well, are you going to vote for him in 2020? Now, the person who says, and we had a couple of those in the last few nights, somebody said, no, I'm sorry I voted for him. I'm not going to vote for him in 2020. Well, guess what? I'm not interested in that person either. I don't think that person has the brains to belong in this audience. Remember what Mike Rivero said? You know, you are the wisest, smartest audience in radio. So I don't want to bore all you smart and wise people with somebody that doesn't have the brains or to vote for Donald Trump in 2020. So there you go. That's just a little bit of background on where you'll hear that question from me a lot. Who did you vote for in 2016? Who are you going to vote for in 2020? So any of you out there that are troublemakers, you know, working for George Soros, and you want to stay on the phone with Kelso, well, lie, okay? Say you voted in 2016, then say you're going to vote again in 2020, and you might last another minute or two in the phone call as you take your shots, your baseless shots at Donald Trump. And folks, be sure this is happening. George Soros, and I just use him as the poster boy or the paradigm for this left-wing activity, oh, they're paying people to call up talk shows and pretend to be Trump supporters. And here's the pattern that you'll get. You know, I voted for Trump, but man, am I disappointed now. Boy, he turned on us. You know, what a that's the pattern. I contributed a lot of money to Donald Trump. Now I'm really burned. And Soros has got fleets of people calling into talk shows, and they're getting paid real money to try to sabotage, to demoralize us. That's Soros's purpose. Of course, not some of the callers think of this all on their own, and they're not even getting paid. Those are the real dummies. But anyway, be that as it may, let's go on to what's happened in the last 24 hours. And I don't want to discourage anybody from calling. I love getting into the ring with opponents. But I really the most fun of all, of course, is you great patriots out there who come up with new material that I missed. 800-313-9443 is the number if you want to get into the ring with Kelso, or if you you want to have share some good thoughts. Well. I promised you more good news tonight. I can do it again for the next 7 years. Yes, we had considerable more good news. The implosion that's going on the left progressed a good bit more. And we are nearer and nearer now to this moment. I just play this for you. I love it. We are approaching, folks, this moment, this glorious moment. It is going to happen. This is going to happen.
I hear something saying.
Yes.
That's the sound of the men working on the chain. Yeah.
Women too.
That's the sound of the men working on the chain.
Gang.
All day long they're saying.
All day long.
It's coming. It's going to be all too beautiful. And let's see. Let me play a little. Some of the things that happened in the last 24 hours that make it's just crescendoing. Let me find a couple of things I saved for you today. I spent all day looking at these things, and who really performed great today? All right, I'm going to give you. I haven't listened much to Mark Levin, really not that aware of his work. This guy's brilliant. Listen to this. This is Mark Levin on the Sean Hannity Show. And is it possible for somebody to be harder hitting on this criminal cabal that attempted a coup d'etat than Sean Hannity is? Well, you tell me. Mark Levin sounds even tougher than Sean here. Listen to him. Oops. Let me get Sam Cooke. Phased out here. Sam Cooke phased himself out. God, when he broke into that motel manager's office with just one shoe on and his jacket, my goodness, what was he thinking? And then the manager shot Sam Cooke. He died at age 33. I did not know that till last night. Here's Mark Levin on the Mark Levin on the Sean Hannity Show.
Of searching for the truth. They're on a search and destroy mission. And they know they have the backing of the Washington elite.
That's Levin's voice.
I thought it was very, very important to bring this up to you. And in this context, quickly, a reminder. So I say I was on Hannity last night. And this, in part, is what I had to say. Cut one, Mr. Producer, go.
Now we know why Schiff and the rest of them are fighting so hard. Now we know why the left-wing Praetorian Guard Democrat media are fighting so hard, trashing Nunes, me, you, and others. Let's walk through this quickly. Who are they trying to protect? Hillary Clinton. Sean, who else are they trying to protect? Barack Obama. His name never comes up, so let me help everybody with this. Loretta Lynch knew about these FISA warrants. Yates, the Deputy Attorney General. The extensions, Rob Rosenstein, now the Deputy Attorney General, he knew. FBI Director Comey, Deputy Director McCabe, Strzok, the head of counterintelligence, Page, his girlfriend. Who else would have known about these FISA applications and warrants? Well, let me tell you a little secret. These are counterintelligence efforts. You have to assume the National Security Council and the White House knew. Why would the FBI, the Justice Department, keep that from the National Security Director in the White House? Why would they keep it from the Deputy Director in the White House? So why would it be left out of the president's daily intelligence briefing, which I mentioned in March, Congress also needs to get a hold of? I am telling you, we're looking at the FBI, we're looking at the Department of Justice, and we're not looking at all at the White House. Hillary Clinton paid for a warrant. That's the easiest way we can put it. Hillary Clinton colluded with the Russians, but it appears the FBI at the senior-most levels colluded with the Russians too. Whether it was winning or unwitting, it doesn't matter. That's a fact. So the senior level of the FBI tried to interfere with this election as well. This is why it's such a big deal. Now, I know Republicans are bending over backwards saying this has nothing to do with Mueller. It has everything to do with Mueller because it transitioned from the counterintelligence.
Let me pause it right there. You've heard some of these people trying to exonerate Robert Mueller, even Trey Gowdy. I was aghast to hear, Trey Gowdy seems like such a great guy. Saying don't, he said, Republicans, leave Mueller the hell alone. What? Mark Levin's got it right. Mueller's got everything to do with this. Here we go.
Investigation into a criminal investigation after Comey, of all things, confesses to being a leaker. And Mueller's the former FBI director. Those are his people. That's his environment. He's not out there as some independent force. But I want to get back to Barack Obama. It's his FBI, his Department of Justice, his State Department, his candidate. I cannot believe for a minute that the National Security Council didn't know about this. And to show you how elaborate this is, now that more information's coming out, we haven't even gotten to the incidental collection of intelligence on people, including, by the way, Sessions, when he met with and spoke to the Russian ambassador, Michael Flynn, when he spoke to the Russian ambassador, the unmasking and leaking of his name, the record number of unmasking of American citizens in Trump world and so forth and so on. And the American people have been subjected to a massive propaganda and misinformation campaign by the Clinton campaign, by the Obama administration. Let me ask you a logical question, Sean. Why would the Russians want Donald Trump to be president of the United States when they get everything they want from Hillary Clinton, whether it's uranium, whether it's undermining our defense by cutting military spending, by refusing to secure our border? Why in the world would the Russians want Trump? As opposed to Hillary Clinton.
All right. We'll be right back.
There you go. I give a A+ to Mark Levin for that hard-hitting analysis. And what I especially appreciate is that he doesn't stop going up the food chain. And I think he is, we've been saying it here, he's got it right. This food chain stops with Barack Obama, or at least goes up to Barack Obama, certainly includes him, and it certainly includes Robert Mueller. So I like that. And that was on the Sean Hannity show. Hannity made a list of the bad guys that he came up with. And I'll go to that in a minute. I copied it down as he was going through them in his show. So, oh, here it is. Here's Sean Hannity's list of the bad guys. He gives it to, remember those FBI most wanted posters in the post office? Do they still go up in the post office? I don't know. But the Here's Sean Hannity's most wanted poster. Top 10 most wanted hardened criminals in America. Number one, Hillary Clinton. Now, notice Barack does appear on this list. So Hannity didn't leave Barack off. Number one, Hillary Clinton. Number two, James Comey. Number three, Andy McCabe. Number four, Peter Strzok. Five, Lisa Page, his inamorata, the love-struck lovebirds there. Six, Bruce Orr. Seven, his wife, Nellie Orr. Eight, Loretta Lynch. Nine, Rod Rosenstein. 10, Obama himself. And then he goes down to 11, actually. It's the top 11, Robert Mueller. So notice that Hannity's list is looking a lot like Mark Levin's list. And although I think Mark Levin, I don't know if Hannity was rating these people actually as to the severity of their crimes, but that's the list that Hannity came up with yesterday. And so that's a development here. I've got some callers here. In New Jersey, I've got Paul and then John in Missouri. Let's go to Paul first in New Jersey. You're on the air, Paul. Go ahead. Paul, are you there? In New Jersey?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you sound fine.
Okay, Mark Levin might be right about that, but let's remember. He's wrong about 9/11. 9/11 was done by the CIA assets in the U.S. government with the help of the Mossad to start wars in the Middle East for the Jews and the project for a new American century.
Paul, hang on.
Levin
Paul,
will cover up all about Israel, and you know
that. Wait a minute, Paul, come on. Just a second. I don't listen to the Levin show, so I don't want to do an appreciation or depreciation of the Levin show right here.
Well, you're doing an appreciation of the Levin show.
I'm doing an appreciation of what he said that was brilliant on the Sean Hannity show yesterday.
Well, you're publicizing him, too. You're saying, hey, listen to Levin. I do. That's what you're doing. Now, listen, Donald Trump on 9/11 said it was something happened, that those buildings were wired, you know.
Yes. Well, can you name somebody in the Patriot movement who started saying 9/11 was an inside job before Kelso? Can you name someone who's
Alex Jones was on it, but he likewise has steered away from the Jewish aspect of 9/11.
Hang on. Okay, I'm getting the axes you want to grind. I've got that, and we'll go back to that. I don't shy away from these things. I'm hard hitting on all these things.
Well, there's criminals. 3,000 people died. There needs to be hangings and executions of these murders.
On this show, you heard Kelso say where this is going to unwind. I believe this is the first show you heard this on. Somebody saying the FBI gate is going to unwind back to the head of the FBI on 9/11/2001, which was Robert Mueller.
It was Chertoff.
It was Robert Mueller.
Chertoff was. Wasn't that Free?
Robert Mueller was assumed the role of director of the FBI on September 4th, 2001. Look it up.
Okay.
So
yeah.
You heard me say that. Okay. So don't come in here like, hey, Kelso, you're a chicken.
I'm not saying what you're saying. I'm saying what Mark Levin's saying, the guy you're publicizing.
I'm not publicizing. I'm not publicizing Mark Levin. I listened to Sean Hannity. Great show. I listened to his show. He had.
Oh, by the way, Sean Hannity also believes 9/11 was done by the Muslims and it wasn't a CIA inside job. So why do you listen to these guys? If they are not brave enough to be right about 9/11 in public, fire them and don't cite them or refer to them. They're retards. Don't you get it?
Paul.
They're dishonest. You got to be a man and stand up and say 9/11 was done by the government and with the help of the Mossad. Larry Silverstein made out. There needs to be trials. Okay. And if you can't say that in public, you're a pussy. You get me?
Okay. Paul, the reason to answer your question, why do I listen to Sean Hannity? Why do I listen to these guys who have audiences in the mega millions of huge audiences compared to the little one? You and I have a really small audience right now. It's an important one, but it's small. Okay. We're not going to save our bacon. We're not going to save the republic or our race or people.
But you're plugging them. I wouldn't plug them.
Hang on.
Plug yourself. You're better than them.
Okay, hang on. They are, in fact, doing the work that is going to save you and me. I'll come back after this break. I'm going to fully address to you why I admire these guys that you're bad-mouthing. We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with voracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We're back, folks. And this is Kelso here on the Trump phenomenon with a lively, and I'm enjoying it, conversation with Paul in New Jersey. And Paul, I want to round out the point that I'm trying to make to you. And that is this. Why do I listen? You ask a good question. Why do I listen to Sean Hannity? And then this whole galaxy of people that I do listen to, and America, one reason I listen to them is that America listens to them by the millions. And I owe, and you owe, like, you and I might think quite highly of ourselves. It might be somewhat misplaced. Would you or I know anything about this case, about the FBI gate, without these, I call them heroes and patriots, like Sean Hannity and all the rest that I've mentioned? No, we would not. We're small potatoes. We don't have access to Sarah Carter. We don't have access to John Solomon. We don't have access to Tom Fitton and Judicial Watch. We don't have access to that. These people, we don't have access to Devin Nunes in California or to Mark Meadows in North Carolina or to Ron DeSantis in Florida. These people have broken this story. They are the ones who've gotten these incredible documents. Miraculously, they've gotten them out of the black hole so that you, Paul, and I will actually have a future life, and that our children and grandchildren and their grandchildren will have a future life in a republic and with a people that have been saved. That's why I listen to these guys. And by the way, let me throw into that category of Sean Hannity, Donald Trump himself. Now, your rhetoric is full of indictment of, in your phrase, the Jews. Okay, the Jews. Well, there are lots of Jewish people. okay? And they don't operate like a rugby scrum moving forward and all together in one direction. There's lots of argument within the community and world of Jews. And if Donald Trump, let me ask you this, if Donald Trump had taken, and I'm not trying to impugn you, Paul, but suppose Donald Trump had come out, you know, he's not a pussy. You called everybody who's not, you know, willing to say some of the things you say, they're all pussies. Well, what if Donald Trump had come down the escalator, and with Melania standing by the side, and he said, you know what, folks, hey, I'm a builder. 9/11 was an inside job. It was the Jews. Now, how many seconds further would his campaign have lasted, Paul?
Well, listen, that proves the point of Jewish power. And it's a shame, and that's part of the issue.
No, Paul.
And
no,
hold
Paul,
up.
Paul.
So I'm not allowed to speak. Okay.
Okay. Go ahead. But, Paul, here's
my point. And my point is,
yes.
We have to be honest about what happened on 9/11. And Mark Levin and Sean Hannity, by the way, they're the only people on my radio I get in with a signal. So I guess I'm stuck with them. But I listen to others on the internet, like everybody on RBN and Charles Giuliani and other people on the internet. Okay, let's get that straight. But nonetheless, they're not doing me a great favor. They've been silent the past 16 years about 9/11, Hannity and Levin, okay. All right? So let's put it this way. If they can't understand 9/11, they're basically mentally retarded. Now, they might be good about the newness thing 16 years later after
now,
9/11.
Paul, let me come right back
I'm
to
I'm not
point.
So impressed. There could have been arrests years ago if we didn't vote in Obama. And if Trump would put somebody and Trump would put somebody other than this little effeminate weasel Sessions not doing anything in the Justice Department and doing something about that, maybe there would be some action. But I'm not impressed with Donald Trump. He's running up the national debt, right? He's running up the debt.
Hang on.
Yeah, he is. And he's still allowing troops in Syria and is establishing a base and creating a Kurdish state.
There we go. Okay. By the way, are you going to vote for Trump in 2020?
Probably not, no.
There you go. Okay, now
I'm
going to
look for a third-party candidate, and maybe David Duke. I'll vote for David Duke.
And be just, and Paul, be at, you know, the white patriot movement has been utterly, totally irrelevant for 50 years.
Well, when they
years.
Got, you know, like guys like you who think all, just we'll move it along. We'll wait for them to throw us scraps. That's what you do. You hold
really?
Out.
Really?
Yeah, in my opinion, you basically, Sean Hannity and Mark Levin threw you a bone. Big deal. And Trump, who's taking us around his core supporters and trying to use us as fodder to fight in Syria now. Come on. And handing weapons over to Ukraine.
Paul, Mr. Big Man.
Right, so the Ukrainians can kill Russians.
Are you listening? Are you listening?
Yeah, I am a big man.
I ran David Duke's office for years. I ran. One man. I ran David
Duke's
office.
I love David Duke. Great man. He's a great man. Right. Now, that's the guy you should plug. What did David Duke say today? Not Hannity or Levin.
Paul,
get me?
Paul.
Plug David
Paul,
Duke.
Look, Paul, I hope that you come to your senses and are ready to vote for Donald Trump in 2020. Thank you.
I'm not going to. Not the way he's acting. He's acting like a total neocon.
Well, Paul,
ran up $1 trillion in debt already.
You're wasting
right,
your
did.
Time.
He ran up $1 trillion in debt.
You're not going to hear anybody knocking. You're not going to hear me knocking Donald Trump on the show. So you're wasting your time.
Well, did he run up $1 trillion in debt? Yes or no?
Paul.
Did he run up $1 trillion?
There you go.
Yes. He came in at 19.6. It's 20.6 now. The national debt under Trump.
All right, Paul. Thank you very much. All right. To be continued later, Paul. All right. Let's go to John in Missouri, who I think is in a better mood. Hi, John.
Hi, James. I voted for Donald Trump, and I love the guy. You know, if he goes, if he starts a war, I'll have second thoughts. But until then, I won't.
Right.
I think the guy can out-negotiate those Democrats.
Yes.
And the one. He amazes me.
And stay with you. The audience needs a little bit of a tonic here, John, after Paul. Stay with me.
Well, he was good.
Right after the break. Stay there. We'll be right back, folks.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. Good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting in a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name,
my name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Hey, we're back, folks. I love that music. John in Missouri, thank you for being there. We've got George in Texas and Murr in Wisconsin hanging on the line. I want to cheer the audience up just a little bit, John, here for a second. And by way of, I was trying to answer some of the questions that Paul answered, and I couldn't get a chance to answer them. So, Paul, if you're still listening, answer those questions. These folks that you're bad-mouthing. But let me explain what you're doing that's a mistake, Paul. Now, maybe you can be talked out of this thing. The White Patriot Movement, which is microscopic in size, I mean, maybe the whole thing nationwide might be, pick a number, 50,000 people, maybe? The whole thing? All right? It's a microscopic number of people with very small meetings and very little influence and no success in the last 70 years, no success at all. And I'd say the key place it went off the rails, when it touched the third rail, this is like electrocuting yourself. To touch Adolf Hitler is insane. And George Lincoln Rockwell got that stupidity going. And that the what Donald Trump is doing and Sean Hannity and these others who are actually winning, they're won. He got 63 million votes. the program of just endlessly going on. It's the Jews, the Jews, the Jews. That's been tried by this microscopic group for more than half a century with zero success. And what do they say the definition of insanity is? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. You know, go with what works. Go with what wins. Donald Trump won with a patriot Americana message. Save our nation. Save our borders. Make America great again. He did not mix in this toxic, crazy idea. I mean, I'm so disappointed in people that have any admiration for Adolf Hitler. I can't believe that a person can call himself intelligent and then in the next sentence say they have admiration for Adolf Hitler. White America, as soon as white America finds out that's your situation, it's adios. They're not interested in you. Bye-bye. They're not interested. It's not because they're dumb. It's because they're smart. If you're a fan of Adolf Hitler, you're not onto some arcane good news about this guy. He was a nut. He did more to destroy the white race than any person who ever walked the face of the earth. I will debate that question on a stage with anyone. Call me up, 701-317-5317. Anybody who's got pretty good education and wants to debate that question, name me one person who did more to destroy the white race than Adolf Hitler. You don't have a chance against me in that debate. Nobody comes close to the damage that he did to our people. And to adopt him as your mascot is utterly stupid. And the result has been, enough people have done that, that the white patriot movement has been kept microscopically small for the entirety of our lives. Because good white people who voted for Donald Trump by the number of 63 million were driven away from what should have been their own movement. How do you like them apples? George? You got the microphone. No, John, you're on the air still.
Yeah, James, that's pretty good. Hey, what everybody needs to keep in mind is you had two choices on November 8th. And it was Hillary or Donald. And if you can't win, it doesn't matter what your policy is. And if this fellow that just called up from, I think it was, I don't remember, Jersey or somewhere, if he's that good, then run for office. Let us have a chance at you.
Well,
run for office.
Yes. And I don't want to
badmouth. But if you can't get elected, what you got to say don't mean much.
Yeah. Now, and John, know? I don't want to badmouth these people because I know a lot about it. I mean, I've been there right at the center of the action. And I've always thought, you know, these people will wake up from this fairy tale fantasy. They're living in a delusional world. They'll wake up from this. They'll realize that, you know, white people don't like Adolf Hitler. They never will. 99.9% of white people despise the guy. And it was true in 1939. It was true in 1960, 70, 80, 90, 2010. It's true today. It will be true when we all breathe our last breath. This is the most lost cause, insane idea for a cause. And what's always been needed is a pro-white patriot movement that had the credentials of Charles Lindbergh, of Henry Ford, of Thomas Edison, of Calvin Coolidge, and of Madison Grant. And that's the movement that could have been created, would have been successful, but these guys didn't have the brains to create it. Instead, they went with Hitler. How dopey can you get? Anyway.
Yeah, put your money on a loser.
Yeah.
Anyway, James, I'm not trying to badmouth this guy. If he's that bright and if he's got such good ideas, let us vote you in. If you're that wonderful, let us vote you in.
Well, okay.
But,
and again, as of right now,
Donald Trump was the best bet. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, and John, let me put another thought in. Let me put another layer on this, and that's this. What Donald Trump did is he forced the issue. He turned the pro-white movement, the tiny one I've been describing, has existed in a hothouse, artificial hobby world of unreality and complete disconnection from the real world. Donald Trump connected with the real world, and he won the presidency. And the challenge, this is the Trump phenomenon. This is the lesson of what generically I can call the Trump phenomenon. He has demonstrated to us how to win. It's happening right in front of our eyes. This is how you win. And which, you know, when you flip that over, he's showing us how we've been losing for the entirety of our lives. For more than half a century, we've been assiduously losing. So here it is. Here's how to win. Pick up the slogans that Donald. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Donald Trump beat 16 other Republicans. He beat the media and he beat Hillary. Exactly. He's our president.
Yes.
He's not a loser. The man now, is not a loser.
Yeah. And is he perfect? Not at all. To mention another Jewish guy, okay, who I think is doing a great job, Michael Savage. I listened to a speech Michael Savage gave in Beverly Hills, which was utterly brilliant. And in that speech, he made the point, I'm not a sycophant to Donald Trump. I don't worship the ground he walks on. When he makes a wrong call, hey, I criticize him for it. And he said, you know, but Donald Trump, he called up Michael Savage. He invited him to come out to Mar-a-Lago. Savage sat between Melania and Donald Trump. It's a wonderful speech if you get a chance to hear it. But Donald Trump or Michael Savage, when Donald Trump gets something wrong, he'll tell him. Levin, same thing. He'll tell him. Matt Drudge, another Jewish guy. He'll criticize Trump. I'm not a Jewish guy, but I'll criticize Trump when he makes a big mistake. But I do regard the man, Paul, let me look at your name, Paul in New Jersey. This man is the greatest president we have ever had by any measure. He has really changed our lives.
James,
my children's life.
We finally elected a real American.
John, thank you.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Yeah, we finally elected a real American. Hey, I'll let everybody else talk. Thank you for your time, James.
Okay, John. I love you, brother. Thank you. And folks, John just made the point much more succinctly than I do. We can elect more real Americans and take the approach. Donald Trump, he laid it out for you. He showed you the art of the deal. He has shown you the art of winning, how you can win. And can someone do a little something here or something there better than Donald Trump? Donald Trump would be the first to say, yes, I'm not perfect. So let's get some more Donald Trumps. But let's follow that winning program that he laid out. Let's go to a winner in Texas. George, you're on the air.
How you doing? I'm not a George Soros temp seminar caller. I would rather work scrubbing toilets at Trump Tower for minimum wage than work for George Soros trying to destroy the country. So, yeah. But as far as like Sean Hannity, for that person, that disgruntled caller, a broken clock is right twice a day. So,
And then to put balance in it, George, what I'm urging people to do, if Paul is in this, fits this description, I don't know, I don't know you, Paul, but others like you, get some proportion, some balance about this thing. The guy who has done more, he has realized, he's actually performed more of our Patriot program, what we've been hoping our whole lives would happen. He's made more of it happen in 12 months than in the whole of our previous life. If you don't appreciate that, if you're still looking for a wart or a blemish, that something's wrong, he got it wrong on something. Well, that's a losing approach. Find a way. I'm going to find how would a marriage turn out if you woke up in the morning trying to figure out something that was wrong with your wife? How's that marriage going to do?
A lot of these people, a lot of them are in the militia movement. You got a lot of people in the militia movement that are very good people. They're very patriotic. And one thing they're doing very well right now, which I think Donald Trump will probably commend them for, and that is rebuilding civil defense. And that's something that really needs to be worked on in this country because our civil defense is a joke. And, I think that'd be part of the infrastructure plan, too, is rebuild civil defense.
Okay.
Because that's what we need.
Well,
but
sure, George. Well, thank you very much. Any last thought?
Well, all I could say is, as far as like Jeff Sessions, I got a theory on this. if Jeff Sessions wasn't really doing nothing, Donald Trump would have fired him long ago. But here's the deal. I think the Democrats and the Republicans are playing the art of Sun Tzu. I think Jeff Sessions is acting like he is weak and feeble and compromised and getting all these people out in the open, threatening the president's life, getting all these crimes, committing crimes, doing whatever, getting them all out in the open, acting weak, saying, I'm going to go after state medical marijuana users in the states.
I appreciate that view. I think that's a little bit hopeful, George. I think Sessions is acting weak. I'm with Hannity. I'm with Savage. I'm with, Limbaugh. You know, these people are very disappointed in Jeff Sessions. But I'm not going to have a freak out about it, because this genius, Donald Trump, he gets it. And he is, in fact, brilliant. So I don't think, a weak Jeff Sessions is going to be fatal to our cause or to Donald Trump's, mission.
I'm just saying he's showing the appearance of weakness. Well, I say when you're strong, you act weak.
Well,
and I think that's where he's doing.
Of
war.
Well, all right. You might be right. I hope you are. But I'm just saying that's kind of a hopeful approach. I think a little more hard headed. He hasn't prosecuted much of anybody. He said just a week ago, I think Rosenstein's the kind of guy we need in government. That was an atrocious statement. And guys like Hannity and Savage and Levin, they were horrified at this statement. Levin was horrified at his co-religionist Rosenstein, and Savage horrified at his co-religionist Rosenstein. So, and they got it right.
Even when Jeff Sessions commended the prosecutor in the Bundy trial, which was a lot of prosecutorial misconduct on the prosecutor's side, and Jeff Sessions gave him a big media whoopee, attaboy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm very disappointed about that.
And let me throw another, George, I want to thank you much, brother.
Thank you very much.
I love your calls. All right. And we might get a chance here to go to Murr in Wisconsin in our final segment. Let me just throw in, I was sketching this out as Paul was talking here. I didn't mean to turn this show into an analysis of Jewish power, but it's sort of headed in that direction. But think about this for a second moment. Hannity gave a list of the top 11 criminals in this betrayal and treason to our country. And I'm just looking at the list and I see one Jew, Rod Rosenstein. Tell me if I missed any Jewish folks in this list, but these Hillary? No. James Comey, Andrew McCabe. When's the last time you met a Jew named McCabe? Peter Strzok, not sure about his ethnicity, but Lisa Page, Bruce Orr. He's obviously an Asian guy. Nellie Orr, his wife, Loretta Lynch, Obama, and Robert Mueller. Robert Mueller's I know he's not Jewish. So there's one out of 11. That's an approach, Paul, that works, is take responsibility ourselves. We produced Robert Mueller. Somehow we managed to, give birth to Robert Mueller. And we produced Andy McCabe. I mean, what a traitor. Andy McCabe is just an incredible. Joe DeGeneva was saying McCabe is the bad. He's the bad hat inside the FBI. If you contradicted him, you were fired. You were gone. He shot you out of a cannon. McCabe, he shares that name. Donald Trump's ancestry on his mother's side. He's a McLeod. I'm a McLeod. There are no Jewish McLeods or McCabes. So that approach works with the American people, Paul. What Donald Trump did is he showed us how to communicate with white America persuasively. The little movement that some of us have been a part of for a long time has demonstrated how not to communicate with white America and how to fail with them, to be very unpersuasive. And that's a formula for disaster. But that's the fight we're in. We're fighting to win. We're not fighting to fight. I think a lot of what we've been doing over the years has been fighting to fight, then looking in the mirror and being real proud of ourselves. What a warrior I am. I'm not a pussy. Look at me. I'm losing big. No, if you're losing, you're making a big mistake. The idea is to fight. And it's not about us, Paul. It's not you. It's not about me. It's about our children. We've got to leave them a world that they can thrive in and where they'll be safe. And Donald Trump has finally shown us we can win. It's about winning, not congratulating yourself on you're smarter than the next guy. Well, let's see. Murr in Wisconsin, are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
Good. We're going to run into a break, and I love your sweet voice. So hang on when we go into the break. I'll catch you on the other side, but what's your thought, Murr?
I have four very good positive points.
Okay. Okay, no, we'll try to get to four. Pick your best one, Murr, and when we come from the outside the other side of the break, I'm not able to get 4 points into a whole show. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice. Gonna raise
hey,
my
folks.
Voice and say it's time for
welcome
you
back to the show. I hope it's been lively enough for you here. And, I appreciate all of you, even the callers. If somebody's actually an enemy, of course, and I don't think we talked to anybody who's an enemy tonight, but you know, the enemies, of course, I hate your guts out there, you enemies, but the, but I don't bother thinking about you either, so I don't even have time to hate you. But all of the people in our cause who are, you know, part of our people, that's the point of the show, is we're a family. We Europeans are a family, and we our big mistake, our big mistake has been to not act like a family. It's been our undoing. It will be our undoing. It will end our, you know, our presence on planet Earth, or a chance to survive with any kind of prosperity or security for ourselves, unless we become a family. It's the point of the show. Now let me go to Murr. Murr, what's your best of your 4 points?
Well, I picked out this one, and maybe the other three I can get to on Sunday if I get to call in.
Okay.
Pastor Lindsey Williams was on the Alaska pipeline and had acquaintances with the elite there. Now, yes. One of them has passed away. The other is still unnamed. And he said that Trump getting in was God's intervention. And they haven't seen God's intervention in a very long time.
So this is Pastor Lindsey Williams?
Yeah, the elite. This is what the elite told him.
No, but okay, go ahead.
What yes. is expected to happen is all these up and downs in the stock market are just profit-making deals, you know, where they'll sell off and buy back. But there won't be a crash. There won't be a crash as long as Trump is in office. And also, we're going to become an oil exporter. Oil is abiotic, and Saudi Arabia and elsewhere is going to get a chance to recharge. We're going to be pulling out, you know, the troops and everything, and we'll be the main exporter.
Yes.
So that'll make the dollar stronger.
Yes.
And I've also heard that there will be a reset, probably globally, and probably without usury anymore.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Murr, that's mm-hmm. a wonderful point. And your other 3 points that you've got, yes, you have my rain check till we can develop your other points. I love you, Murr. That's a beautiful point. And I think
Trump, I love you too. Hey, your mail is 24.7 keyboard, right?
Yes, 24.7keyboard@gmail.com.
Yes, I sent you one of these articles, and Michael Herzog read it today, and I know he was dead set against Mueller, so I had only put it as food for thought
in his chat room.
Yeah, and he read it on his show, and it's very surprising, but it's very interesting.
I'll look for it, Murr, and thank you so much. Look forward to your next call. And folks, I look forward to our next show, which will be on Sunday. 2 days of more good news is going to come between now and then. We're right where Donald Trump said we'd be. The news, we're going to have so much good news. We're going to be winning so much. We're going to say, Mr. President, we can't take it anymore. Stop winning so much. See you on Sunday, folks.
Don't stop.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.